I'm Robin Young. It's here and now for the Out of the World news. Astronomers saying they found two more Earth-sized planets orbiting a distant star. It's a step toward finding a planet in the so-called Goldilocks zone, a spot neither too hot nor too cold, which can support water, possibly life. Meanwhile, back on Earth, physicists have been crashing protons against each other in that 17-mile tube underneath Geneva, Switzerland. They say they may have finally produced a Higgs particle, proof of the invisible field of resistance, this sort of bath that we are all immersed in that creates mass. Phew, what does this all mean? Well, of course, we're going to turn to physicist Brian Green, professor at Columbia University. And Brian, our first weigh in on the planet discoveries. We've had a flurry over the past several months, the blackest planet ever found, the most habitable, the even more habitable. What do you make of these latest discoveries?
Well, I think it's tremendously exciting. I mean, we've asked for ages since we could even think whether or not we're the only life in the universe. And the first step toward really being able to answer that is to try to find other planets that might support life, or at least life as we understand it. And the more planets that have the capacity to have liquid water, the greater the chance that there might actually be life as we know it out there.
Yeah, very exciting. But to the Higgs particle. Now, this is the little particle that scientists have been trying to chip off this invisible Higgs field. You describe this field as, you know, sort of this unseen molasses. Why? First of all, tell us what it does.
Well, the idea is that, if it's correct, we are all immersed in a bath, as you described it, a bath that's sort of like a molasses-like bath. And the role of this bath is to resist particles as they try to move through it. And that resistance, according to the theory, would be what we call the mass of particles.
Yeah.
So a very heavy particle would have a tough time going through the molasses, a lot of resistance, quite heavy. A lighter particle would have an easier time.
So the idea that these physicists, you know, crashing and colliding these protons in this tube may have found a tiny, tiny, you know, little speck of particle that proves that there is this field. You said when you heard about this news that you had your first physics-generated thrill in a decade. Why? What's the importance of this possible discovery?
Well, what we do as theoretical physicists is come up with ideas that are based in mathematics that we think may actually describe reality. And for most of the time, for most of our work, we don't know if our math is right or wrong. And it's only through experiment and observation that we can determine if a given idea is actually realized in the real world. Now, this idea that comes from Higgs and others, well, we've been asking ourselves, is this right? We've been asking it for decades. And this observation, crashing protons together, trying to chip off a little piece of this molasses that would appear as a Higgs particle, if we can actually find that particle, how thrilling would that be? The equation's really borne out in reality.
And we should say that this tube is absolutely pristine. There is nothing in it. And so this would be, you know, something that had to come from somewhere, this little tiny particle.
Well, the idea is that this Higgs field, if the ideas are correct, would permeate, it would suffuse every single nook and cranny of space, even the space that's been evacuated of all matter and radiation, like the tube, this 17-mile tube. It's devoid. It's a vacuum. But yet that vacuum would be filled with this Higgs field. And that being the case, slamming these protons together could chip off a little piece of that Higgs field, creating this little particle that the scientists think they may have found. Now, we need to underscore think. The data is not yet at a point that we can say with confidence, with certainty, that it has been found. By summer, though, the data will be more refined, and we should know.
And at that point, you'll be, you know, in a tizzy.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just exciting to imagine that these ideas that have been with us for so long and used in so many other and different ways may actually be confirmed.
Brian Green, professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University. His latest book, again, The Hidden Reality, Parallel Universes and the Deep Laws of the Cosmos, now out in paperback. We also want to mention your children's book we spoke to you a while back about, Icarus at the Edge of Time. Just terrific. Brian, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, looking ahead, tomorrow on Here and Now, writer Edwige Dondika on the best essays of the year, including the late Christopher Hitchens' searing look at his own cancer. Remember that essay? Incredible. That's tomorrow. Coming up, healing the wounds of Libya's war in a Massachusetts hospital. That's in 30 seconds, Here and Now.